Hello everyone, I'm Angeline. Welcome to our show.
Hello, I'm Elsie.
Today we're going to talk about a very famous museum in New York.
今天呢，我们的课程充满了艺术气息，因为我们要带同学们认识位于纽约 New York 的一家美术馆 museum。讲出来它的名字，同学们一定有听过。What's the name of the museum, Angeline?
Are you testing me? The name is the Guggenheim Museum. Have you ever heard of it, Elsie?
Yeah, 原来是 the Guggenheim Museum, 古根汉美术馆。那我们赶快开始今天的课程吧。Let's go.
Presenting art to the world.
The Guggenheim Museum in New York is one of the most famous landmarks in the city. What's more, inside the museum is a great collection of modern and abstract art. Its paintings include works by artists like Marc Chagall and Juan Miró.The building was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. However, the museum was named after its founder, Solomon R. Guggenheim. Guggenheim was from a rich family. He loved art and collected it all his life. After he retired, he started collecting art full-time. He wanted to share it with people.So he rented rooms in a hotel. As he kept collecting, he needed a bigger place. Finally, he used his money to build a museum. It first opened in 1959. Since then, more Guggenheim museums have appeared all over the world.
Modern, modern. Although my grandmother is 80 years old, she has a modern way of thinking. Although my grandmother is 80 years old, she has a modern way of thinking. Artist, artist. My cousin was named after the famous artist Michelangelo.My cousin was named after the famous artist Michelangelo. Collect. Collect. Lily enjoys collecting stamps and postcards when she travels. Lily enjoys collecting stamps and postcards when she travels. Rent. Rent. I don't have a bicycle.So I'll need to rent one at a park. I don't have a bicycle, so I'll need to rent one at a park.
Our article says the Guggenheim Museum in New York is one of the most famous landmarks in the city. A landmark is a building or place that is very important because of its history. And as a result, it should also be preserved.
文章一开始提到呢，纽约的古根汉美术馆是纽约市当中最有名的地标之一。地标的英文是哪一个字呢？没错，就是 landmark， L-A-N-D-M-A-R-K。land 是土地的意思， mark 是标记，地上的标记那就是地标了，对不对？地标 landmark 是具有历史意义的地方或者是建筑物，所以一定要好好保存才行。
A landmark also refers to something.Such as a large building that you can see clearly from a distance and that will help you to know where you are. Mm-hmm. For example, Taipei 101 is considered a landmark because you can see it from most parts of the city. Whenever I ask people for directions, I always ask them to give me a landmark to look for.
That's right, 地标 landmark 也可以帮助我们认路。例如台北 101 就是重要的地标，看到台北 101 我们就大概知道位置在哪里了，对不对？所以说了，当我们问路 ask for directions 的时候呢，就可以跟人家讲说请给我们一些重要的 landmark。
What's more, inside the museum is a great collection of modern and abstract art.
另外呢，美术馆里头有许多现代和抽象艺术的收藏品哦。
So we've got a few words to look at in this sentence.、Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at the word collection first. Collection refers to a group of objects often of the same sort that have been collected. For example, you could have a collection of toy cars,、mm-hmm.stuffed toys or shoes.、
Mm-hmm.
We can also say there's a collection of dust on the piano, which probably means you haven't played the piano in a long time, or you haven't cleaned for a while.
这一句话呢有许多重要的字在里头。我们先来看第一个 collection 是收藏品的意思。I have a collection of something 就是我有某物的收藏。另外像 there's a collection of dust on the piano 就是钢琴上积了许多灰尘 dust 的意思啦。And the next word, modern, what does it mean?
Modern refers to the present time or recent times. Here's an example sentence. Although my grandmother is 80 years old, she has a modern way of thinking. Although my grandmother is 80 years old, she has a modern way of thinking.
Modern, M-O-D-E-R-N, 是现代的意思。Modern art 就是现代艺术。我们的例句说到呢，虽然我的祖母已经80岁了，但是她的想法很进步。
We have one more word to define in the sentence, abstract. Something that is abstract is an idea or quality rather than something that is real or that you can see or touch.
Mm-hmm.
Abstract paintings consist of shapes and patterns that do not look like real people or things. Mm-hmm.
回到文章当中呢，还有一个字要跟同学们介绍，那就是 abstract, A-B-S-T-R-A-C-T.它代表的就是抽象的。所谓 abstract painting, 抽象画作里头的人物和形状、线条看起来就会比较不真实了。
The article says its paintings include works by artists like Marc Chagall and Jaume Miró. An artist is a person who creates works of art, especially paintings or drawings.We can also say a singer, dancer, or an actor is an artist.
接下来呢，文章对美术馆中的艺术品做了介绍。美术馆当中收藏的画作包括了像夏卡尔和米罗等艺术家们的作品。Artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, 就是艺术家的意思。像是歌手、singer, 舞者、dancer, 都可以被称为 artists, 艺术家。
Here is an example sentence for the word artist.My cousin was named after the famous artist Michelangelo. My cousin was named after the famous artist Michelangelo.
我表弟的名字是由米开朗基罗这位有名艺术家的名字而命名成的。例句中用到的 be named after somebody 代表的是用某人的名字来命名的意思。
Let's give you a bit of background information about the two artists that we mentioned in this sentence. Marc Chagall was a French artist famous for Surrealism. Surrealism is a 20th century style and movement in art and literature in which images and events that are not connected are put together in a strange or impossible way.Chagall was one of the most successful artists of the 20th century.
这边呢跟同学介绍一下文章当中提到的两位艺术家。夏卡尔是20世纪法国著名的艺术家。以这个超现实主义 Surrealism 的画作而闻名。超现实主义呢是20世纪的一个艺术流派，将不连贯的图片混合，创造一个特异的图像。And Miró?
Jaume Miró was a Spanish artist.Like Chagall, his art was an expression of surrealism. Surrealism images explored the subconscious areas of the mind. This type of artwork often made little sense because it was trying to depict a dream or random thoughts.
米罗是一位西班牙的艺术家，像夏卡尔一样，他的画作也是超现实主义的。超现实主义呢，这个画作乍看下去好像没有什么逻辑，但它其实呢是在描述人们的心智、梦境，还有随意的一些想法。
The article says the building was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. Wright was an American architect and interior designer, among many other things.
Mm-hmm.
He designed more than 1,000 structures and completed over 500. Some of these buildings are considered iconic or symbolic.
接下来呢，文章提到，古根汉美术馆的这栋建筑物是由 Frank Lloyd Wright 所设计的。莱特呢，是一位美国的 architect 建筑师和 interior designer 室内设计师。他的许多作品都具有指标性的意义。
And then our article says, however, the museum was named after its founder, Solomon R. Guggenheim.
不过呢，这座美术馆是以它的创始者，也就是所罗门·古根汉的名字来命名的。刚刚有跟同学们提到 ，being named after somebody 就是用某人的名字来命名而成的。Solomon R. Guggenheim must be a very important person throughout history.
Yeah, you're right. So, who is this person? Who is Guggenheim? Our article says Guggenheim was from a rich family. So, I read online that his family was into the mining business. And he owned one of the greatest mining empires in the world, which is why he's so rich.
文章里头告诉我们呢，古根汉来自一个富裕的家庭。他的家庭呢，是以采矿事业为主，而且在世界上也有最大的采矿王国。
The article says he loved art and collected it all his life.
文章接着说到，他热爱艺术，而且一生都在收藏艺术品。
Our word power word collect means to buy or find things of a particular type and keep them as a hobby.
在前面的文章当中呢，我们看到 collection 是收藏品的意思，而这边的 collect, C-O-L-L-E-C-T, 是一个动词，代表的是收藏。
Here is an example sentence. Lily enjoys collecting stamps and postcards when she travels. Lily enjoys collecting stamps and postcards when she travels.
例句说呢， Lily 喜欢在旅行的时候收集邮票 stamps 和明信片 postcards.
And then our article says,After he retired, he started collecting art full time. When a person retires, it means they stop doing their job, especially because they have reached a particular age, usually maybe 60. I don't know what it is in Taiwan.
古根汉退休之后呢，他开始专职的收藏艺术品。退休 retire, R-E-T-I-R-E.退休后呢，他所有的时间就是用来收藏艺术品。所以文章这里用到 full time, 全职的这个字。
So if you do something full time, it means for all the hours of a week during which people normally work or study, rather than just for part of it. So I work 8 hours, which means I work full time. If you only work on the weekends or for a few hours each day, that means you have a part-time job or you work part-time.Some people work part-time jobs while in university, while others are full-time students.
全职的是 full-time, 那兼职的呢？没错，就是 part-time. 全职跟兼职有什么不同呢？全职的工作时间固定，大概一天8个小时。兼职的工作就比较是适合学生了。
And then our article says he wanted to share it with people, so he rented rooms in a hotel.
专职收藏艺术品的古根汉开始想和人们分享他的收藏，因此他在一间旅馆当中租了房间来使用。
Our word power word rent means to regularly pay money to somebody so that you can use something that they own, such as a house, a shop, a car, etc.
Rent 在文章当中是一个动词，就是租的意思。那这个这个字呢，当名词来用的时候，就是租金了。
Here is an example sentence for rent. I don't have a bicycle, so I'll need to rent one at a park. I don't have a bicycle, so I'll need to rent one at a park.
例句里头说到呢，我没有脚踏车，所以我需要在公园里头租一台 rent a bike， 租一台脚踏车。
Then our article says, as he kept collecting, he needed a bigger place.Art, especially paintings, take up a lot of room, so obviously, like a few hotel rooms just wasn't enough.
不过呢，随着他不断的收藏，他需要一个更大的地方来摆放他的收藏品。几间房间的墙壁是挂不完古根汉的收藏画作的。结果他把收藏品放到哪里呢？
Finally, he used his money to build a museum.
最后古根汉用他的积蓄建造了一间美术馆。
And then our article says, it first opened in 1959. It actually opened 10 years after Guggenheim's death in 1949.
这间美术馆呢是于1959年开幕的。原来1959年刚好是古根汉死后10年的时间。
Our article then says, since then,More Guggenheim museums have appeared all over the world.
自从那个时候开始呢，世界各地出现了越来越多间的古根汉美术馆。
Currently, there are 4 Guggenheim museums around the world. Mm-hmm. I read online that the Guggenheim Museum is actually a franchise, mm-hmm. and it's earned the image as the Starbucks of museums. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah.
目前呢，全球共有四间古根汉美术馆，而且网络上呢，把古根汉美术馆形容成是博物馆界中的星巴克，就像是一间连锁店一样。
Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but we've also come to the end of our article. So stay tuned because we do have more for you in our next episode. Bye!
Catherine married into the purple and became a princess.
Catherine married into the purple and became a princess.
Hi, I'm Vina. Welcome to our 小聚会。前几天啊，都和大家分享金黄色相关的俚语，今天就要来一点不一样的紫色咯。不知道啊，大家知不知道，紫色在古代的时候呢，都有帝王的象征，象征了权力啊、财富的意思。今天要教大家的俚语，刚好就有这样的意味哦。Marry into purple， 意思就是指啊，嫁入豪门。People who married into the purple。Often live a very wealthy life. 通常啊，嫁入豪门的都过着非常富裕的生活。Live a very wealthy life 中的 wealthy 就是指非常富裕、多金的意思。而 live 什么什么 life 呢，就代表着过着什么样的生活。而今天的小聚会啊 ，Catherine married into the purple and became a princess， 是说 Catherine 呢，她嫁入豪门后啊，就过着公主般的生活。这样的生活是不是让你很羡慕呢？就像凯特王妃一样。但我相信啊，这背后一定有很多不为人知的压力呢。就让我们再一起复习一遍吧。Catherine married into the purple and became a princess。小聚会，我们再会啦 ，See ya。
Catherine married into the purple and became a princess.
Catherine married into the purple and became a princess.
Kit Kat!
Ah, 这本是什么 ？Let me put it away.
怎么不可以？这是我自己，怎么可以丢？
我没有丢。你不是说 put away？丢是 throw away 啦。
啦啦，你怎么那么多衣服啊？
对
啊，你看你一个女生漂漂亮亮的，结果你的衣服那么多又那么乱。
Okay, I will put them away later.
我又不是叫你把它丢掉，你可以把它拿去送人啊，或者是捐给别人嘛。
对对对，
这样子好了，我去买分类啦。
Okay, great. I can give some of my clothes away to the poor. 可是话又说回来。我刚刚有说我要把这件衣服给丢掉吗？该不会是表姐把 put away 一听到 away 就以为是丢掉的意思吧？其实呢，虽然 put away 有 away 呢，但是它可是指把东西收好的意思哦，可不是 throw away 丢掉的意思哦。那你可以用 put something away 或是 put away something 都可以。比方说我老是喜欢把东西乱放，表姐就常说 You should put your things away so you can find them again later. Or you should put away your things so you can find them again later. 但是要注意哦，若和 it, them 等等连用的话，就要放在 put 和 away 的中间。 For example, I can never find my things after my cousin puts them away. 真的要表示丢掉的话，英文就是 throw awayFor example, I haven't finished my sandwich yet. Don't throw it away. 刚刚我提到的 give away 则是表示赠送的意思哦。I can give some of my clothes away to the poor.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
把东西收好放好就是 put away. Throw away 则是丢掉的意思，而 give away 是赠送的意思哦，不要搞错了。
Presenting art to the world.
The Guggenheim Museum in New York is one of the most famous landmarks in the city. What's more, inside the museum is a great collection of modern and abstract art. Its paintings include works by artists like Marc Chagall and Juan Miró.The building was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. However, the museum was named after its founder, Solomon R. Guggenheim. Guggenheim was from a rich family. He loved art and collected it all his life. After he retired, he started collecting art full-time. He wanted to share it with people, so he rented rooms in a hotel. As he kept collecting, he needed a bigger place. Finally, he used his money to build a museum. It first opened in 1959. Since then, more Guggenheim museums have appeared all over the world.
Modern. Modern. Although my grandmother is 80 years old, she has a modern way of thinking. Although my grandmother is 80 years old, she has a modern way of thinking. Artist. Artist. My cousin was named after the famous artist Michelangelo. My cousin was named after the famous artist Michelangelo. Collect. Collect. Lily enjoys collecting stamps and postcards when she travels. Lily enjoys collecting stamps and postcards when she travels. Rent. Rent. I don't have a bicycle, so I'll need to rent one at a park. I don't have a bicycle, so I'll need to rent one at a park.